The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, we simply didn't have enough time with Harley yesterday, but we're going to have a good chat today, that I do promise. Harley Carnes, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How's it going?
Well, thank you, Harley. Very well. Donald Trump, front and centre of the news. It's another day, so hey, why not? He's narrowing the list of the Supreme Court justice nominees, isn't he?
Well, word is that he has three more that he's looking at, three names. One is a woman, Amy Coney Barrett. Another one is Brett Kavanaugh. And the third, Raymond Ketteridge. All are considered conservative federal judges. Brett Kavanaugh supposedly has may have the best shot at becoming the next Supreme Court justice, but we don't know that for sure. You know, these sometimes these people, there were sources, they don't really know. Mm. But maybe we're hearing what people are thinking. And at the same time, it'll be interesting because it's going to be a fight, a real Donnybrook, to get anybody that the president wants confirmed, because Democrats will do their best to stand in the way of it, because what it means is a swing vote on the court, the potential to remake this Supreme Court for at least a generation. And there are big decisions that will come back before the court: abortion, health care, gay marriage, and other issues, many of them. And, you know, this is a game changer in many ways. It'll happen. Whoever he wants will be confirmed, because if necessary, what the Republicans will do is what the Democrats have done, and that is pass a temporary law that says we can do it with a simple majority. They have the simple majority. They can get it done.
Of course, as you say, though, I mean, there could be the rewriting of some of these progressive laws that have been passed in previous years. And the judge that is being replaced, he's retiring, he was more conservative than not, wasn't he? But you couldn't just lock him in that capital C conservative barrier. Is that right?
Correct. That's exactly right. Judge Kennedy, or Justice Kennedy, was seen as slightly right of center. However, you know, you couldn't predict. I mean, he's actually what you want in a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
You want one that maybe they're a little left or right of center, but when it comes down to it, they're going to make the best decision that they think that they can, you know, as their best considered opinion, not swayed by politics. And that's who he was. Now, some, you know, far left people would not agree with that, because they would only be, you know, if you get to the middle, they call you to the right. So
yeah, that's right. I was going to say, that's right. Now, what's going on with Iran and this Strait of Hormuz?
Well, they have said they're going to block it, because if we, meaning the United States, keep Iran from exporting oil as one of the sanctions that we're bringing or putting back on them as we step out of this nuclear deal, they're saying, if we don't get to export, then nobody's going to. And the Strait of Hormuz is a very, very important oil transit channel. I mean, about one-fifth of global oil consumption goes through it every day. Mm. So the U.S. says, no, no, this is not going to work. We stand ready to ensure the freedom of navigation and the free flow of commerce wherever international law allows, of course, meaning there. Now, it has been said in the past that the Revolutionary Guard has the ability to block the strait for a period of time,
right.
U.S. Navy be able to reopen it in any event. And the question is how long it would take, because they can lay mines. They have some fast little boats that can move around very quickly. We don't really want to blow too many of them out of the water, but if they start trying to block the strait, who knows what could happen.
Well, that's it. I guess people, Harley, you're going to have to watch out for high oil prices at the pump if all this comes to pass.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure we had a spike today, and we'll have more as the days goes on.
And just quickly, what's this woman shooting a would-be hijacker in Dallas?
Well, she says she didn't think twice about it. Her name is Michelle Booker Hicks. She was at a gas station in Dallas. And a man, a 36-year-old man, jumped into her car to carjack it, take it away from her.
Gosh.
Her sons, for ages 2 and 4, they're in the back seat at the time. She said, no way is he driving off with my two little boys.
So she shot.
She reached into her glove compartment, retrieved her firearm, and shot him right in the face.
My goodness me. Well, only in America. Harley, great. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.